Gollum Blues. All right. Oh, yeah. And now for something completely different. Old Bilbo found the ring. It was the one ring of the Dark Lord. Yeah, Bilbo found a ring. It was the one ring of the Dark Lord.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe tonight. Hoping that you enjoy our new changing of the music until we happen to find something we really enjoy as our intro. Welcome back to another fine episode of WordPress Plugins from A to Z. We're on episode number 32 now, and I am your host, John Overall. And joining us tonight is the ever lovely and sexy...
Laura Matthews.
Are you busy listening to the music, were you? Should I turn it off all the way?
No, I was just...
We got you. You just sort of spaced right out on us. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. So you shouldn't be watching TV while you're doing this.
I was laughing.
Ah!
I wasn't watching TV.
Okay. Laughing at the music.
But yeah, I can hear your TV.
So, anyway, tonight's episode is website analytics plugins. So we're going to be covering some analytics plugins with a couple of links to a couple of websites with analytics plugins on them, and some website optimizer tests with Yoast Google Analytics plugins. So we've got just a fair bit to ramble on tonight about. And I'm trying to make myself a little spot right here in the front just because, you know, after all, it is my show. I get to rant, but I really don't have anything to rant about this week. I probably had something, but it's pretty much slipped my mind. So I'm just going to sort of ramble on about something that, you know, I know next to nothing about, except, you know, whenever I get to jump on the bandwagon like everybody else. I live in Victoria, so up here in Canada, hockey is like the national sport. And the Canucks, the Vancouver Canucks, and Vancouver being just a hop, skip, and a jump from here, the Vancouver Canucks are heading off to the Stanley Cup. They won their fourth game last night against the Sharks. And they're going to go off to the Stanley Cup where they'll probably get their asses kicked and pounded into the dust. But it could always happen. They could win the Stanley Cup. I don't remember when the last time that happened. I mean, this is the first time they've been going to the Stanley Cups for, I think it's 17 years is what I heard. So anyway, that's all I really got to say. I know that the notes on here say it's supposed to be related to the Internet, but hey, I can say it's related to the Internet in the fact that all the news I get about the Canucks comes from Twitter, because I don't actually look it up anywhere else. It just shows up in my Twitter feed to tell me what's happening. So that's pretty much all I have for a random rant. If something pops in my head while we're traveling along here, I will happen to do it. Do you have anything you want to rant about there, Laura? We'll let you have a bit of the stage if you like.
Oh, no.
No? Okay. Sure?
I'm okay. I don't have anything to rant on.
Okay. Well, we've got some new pieces coming in here and there on the show, and one of the things we're looking at doing is we're going to add in shout-outs, and now that we're actually looking to finally get... Okay, for those of you who are listening out there, you didn't hear our great big long big gap of space. It just probably stopped and waited here around the 4-minute mark, but we had a 5-minute emergency where my hard drive ran out of space. It seems that 1 terabyte of hard drive space is no longer adequate for me. So it means I have to move to the 1.5, or actually the 2 terabyte drives are on sale now, I believe. And when I was pricing those, I think a 2 terabyte drive was going to run me about $100, which is what I paid for my first 10 meg hard drive or something, or 10 gig hard drive. I think I paid $150-$200 for my first 10 gig hard drive. Now we're talking terabytes.
Yeah, I think I paid $70 for my one gig, the external one I bought.
That's a terabyte. That's not a 1 gig. That's a terabyte.
Yeah,
there's
terabyte.
Difference. There's a difference between a terabyte and a gig.
I know. I meant to say a terabyte.
Ah, yeah, sure you did. You were just lost.
Because that's what we were talking about.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, right. I believe that. Okay. So we've got to continue on here. And what was I saying? Oh, yes, I was starting to discuss
the shout-outs.
The shout-outs, yes, the shout-outs. And give me one half a second here. Okay, so we're back again. Seems I need to pause for a moment to kiss my wife goodnight so she could go to bed and I can stay up here late at night doing a podcast. And ramble on about the washing machine. The only place in town that can fix our broken washing machine is gone up to Alberta, where they're having major forest fires and houses have burnt down, and they're helping their families out. So I can understand why they've closed. Unusual, but I can understand it. It's probably just a small family business. But anyway, so back to what we were talking about, the shout-outs. We have shout-outs this week.
Comments
and some other stuff.
Podcast.
And we'll let Laura lead off with this shout-out. You've got one for us, right, Laura? Well, that's it, folks. We need comments. You send us comments. And, of course, if we butcher your name, well, just throw it up to the fact that, we speak English and, it's only one of the lesser known languages in the world. There's probably 1,000 dialects of it. So it's easy for us to mangle names. So, and that does look like Raul. So what we'll do, and then I've got a little bit of feedback. I've started doing my teaching at Kew College here in Victoria. And it seems that students I've had recently have been very pleased with the work I'm doing for them. This is what they say, not what I say. So I'm always glad to hear that what I'm teaching them about WordPress and how to use it is exciting for them and leading them into drinking more of this wonderful. So that's all we got for shout-outs right now. I'm sucking even more people into it. It's always a great thing. Yeah, one of the students I had recently, he's also taking Drupal lessons, and I got to him first, so I don't think he'll go into Drupal. Hopefully he might learn how Drupal works, but he'll stay with WordPress because it's so much better than Drupal. So what do we got from WordPress, World of WordPress News? It seems today we had a new release of WordPress,
yeah.
WordPress 3.1.3. That's can be a tongue twister if you say that very fast. It dropped today. Happened sometime during the day while I was working on sites, and I saw that all of a sudden I had to do an update. And I went, oh, new update. Oh, okay. That's great. It turns out it's just a security update, but they have added something pretty cool to it, and that is they've done some hardening, and they've added a clickjacking protection to it. And that clickjacking is something that's tied to some of the modern web browsers to help keep your website, when you hit a website, your clicks from being hijacked to spamware, malware, and other ware stuff. So go check that out. If you get this and you haven't already gotten 3.1.3, you need to get it updated on your machine, on your website. Other news we've got, Yoast, he did an article on his website answering some pressing questions about WordPress SEO URL permalink considerations and what he thought was the best permalinks for your SEO, which I was really excited to see that he thought what we use all the time, postname, being one of the best ways to go. So I always like to know that I'm doing something that the rock stars always recommend. And WordPress has done something else really cool. They have dropped support for IE6. They are no longer going to support IE6, period. So thank you, WordPress. Who else is going to join the queue and drop support for IE6? I can't believe people are still using IE6. It is so strange that they would still be using it, because it is such a, it's a browser with so many holes you could drive a semi through it without hitting a wall. It's just really bad. And there's another really cool article we've got on the news, and that was Automattic tells the world how they work. And what they've done is they've given a description about how their company operates, how people take vacations,
how they sick time,
they're located in the world. It's really kind of cool. They've actually got a really cool vacation plan. Their vacation plan, employees take as much vacation as they want, when they want it, provided their work is always done. Seems like a really cool vacation plan to me. It's pretty much how I run my life since I'm self-employed. I take... Yeah. Yeah, we've started to implement it. We just haven't figured out how to implement it correctly. So, and another thing I discovered, there's a new child theme for Genesis that was released. It's called the Buster Child theme, and it's by Bradley Potter. So you can check out the link to that. And if you have Genesis, WordPress, you can download it, drop it into your Genesis site. It's actually not a bad little Genesis theme. I run it up on a test site. It seems to be pretty cool. And then looks like we got one other piece of news there. Now looks like something Laura added in there. So what have you got there for us, Laura?
So if you have that app on your iPhone, it's kind of a little neat addition to. I've got it on there. I haven't really used it too much for working on the site, but it's kind of neat just to have it there and know that I can go in and add a post. And it's kind of nice. You can go in and, I guess, to use the stats program, though, you got to have Jetpack or another stat program added. Mm-hmm. WordPress.com. Yeah,
you gotta have Jetpack or the other stat program installed separately. You don't have to install Jetpack to get the stats program. But you still gotta sign up with WordPress.com for the StatPress program to work. But the thing that's really cool, that is a really good app. I have used it in the past. I haven't used it for quite some time now, so I haven't checked it out since it's all been updated. But I have used it when I've been out and about, and I just want to make a quick update to my website.
And I guess they did it. They fixed a bunch of things.
And mainly like out hiking or something. Hey, this would be pretty cool to blog about, take a photo, put it up on your website. So if they've updated the photo stuff, that'd be actually kind of cool. It might make it more usable. Yeah, well, you should check it out. Well, that's cool. So, what have we got for you all today? We're going to, that's the end of our WordPress news. And,
increase in human misery, suffering, pain, and death that results.
Crime causes human misery, suffering, pain, and death.
Let's see if I can actually get this to do this correctly. Who knows? It might actually work. So we're going to create some misery, suffering, and pain and death here. We're going to be talking about plugins for dealing with analytics here tonight. Most of the plugins we're going to discuss here we have used or we continue to use on our differing websites. And it's very important that to us that when we recommend plugins, we've at least tested them.
I've got several going on at the moment.
And try them out and play with them at least for a little while. Sometimes when we do plugins, we'll throw them up on our test sites, of course. Everyone who does WordPress development has a test site, right? You have one out there? All right. I'm talking to all our listeners. I know you have one. You've got four. You've got four test sites going on right now. I'm talking to our wonderful listeners out there and telling them if you don't have a test site, go buy yourself a couple of domain names. I mean, they're dirt cheap now, and set up WordPress as a test site so that you can throw stuff up there whenever you want to check it out. And you can end up like one of my test sites that ends up with 132 plugins all running at the same time before I finally go, yeah, this thing's a mess. It's time to just wipe it and reinstall it. So it helps you learn what can work together and what can't work together. So make sure you get that set up. So anyway, we're going to start out with the plugins. Some of them are part of Jetpack, and some of them aren't. So we'll start out with the first one, and we'll let Laura take the lead on this tonight. You want to go ahead and tell us about Google Analytics there, Laura?
Oh, no, it doesn't analyze it. Yeah, I was thinking of something different. Yeah.
I think you got the wrong one in your head. Because this is the one that you put your Google Analytics code into and allows you to... It's pretty simple. I mean, if you've got... No, not this one. There's another one that does. Yeah, there's another one. That's why I wanted to stop you before you got your foot too far in your mouth. So basically what this one does here is, of course, almost everybody out there has a Google Analytics account. You take your Google Analytics account and you throw it into this plugin, or your Google code, your analytics code, throw it into this plugin, and what it does is it pulls your analytics information directly over to your website and displays it in your dashboard area. And you don't have to edit your template code or anything else.
Yeah, account
change
me.
Widgets.
I like this
anything
one a lot better,
to
actually,
get that information
before
over.
They did the update.
It's
on
a relatively
it.
Simple one. It's only related to analytics in
the
that
stuff on it. But,
it deals with Google Analytics. So it's
one,
pretty basic, straightforward.
I can't get used to that new graph on it.
So
just,
what else do you got there for us, Laura?
This
you
one shows your statistics. I really like this one. It creates an area in your dashboard. And when you go to it, it shows all the different statistics for today, yesterday, last week, last month.
Really,
check
I'm actually
how many
liking
people's
the new
been
updates
your
to
site
it, so.
And how many is on it. It seems to be pretty accurate. I like the way this one works.
Oh yeah. Well,
this one and WP User Online usually are.
Well,
close
the reality is, from my experience of the last 10 years of dealing with analytics programs, is none of them are accurate, and none of them can agree with each other. That's why I use several analytics programs, because no two come up together. But they each provide you useful info. Yeah. Yeah, that it does. A couple of the other things I've noticed about this plugin, which I find pretty cool, is it tells me what pages are my most popular ones per day. And that I kind of like, you know, when I find out what people are coming to my website to read. And it also has a, you know, overall count for the last 7 days on it. Tell you what pages are your most popular for the last 7 days. The other cool thing is the counter shows everything since the day you started the counter. Like, for instance, you know, I launched my website back in October, so I've got my total visitor account in this since I launched my website. So I have a good knowledge of my daily average and what's happening with it and how its growth. It's kind of cool to look back several months to see how my website is growing in visitors and traffic every month. Which I've thoroughly enjoyed. Also tells you a bit about your browsers. Doesn't break them, only breaks them down by main topic of browser: Firefox, MSIE, Chrome, Apple, Opera, you know, other browsers. And of course, this week, IE is winning the fight.
Yeah, the reads
last
for
week,
country.
I believe Firefox is winning the fight on my site. So, you know, varies from week to week. It also has a great spot to tell you who your most recent referrers are. In other words,
yeah,
what websites
one
they're coming
that's
from
one
to
I
end
check
up on you.
Most of the sites.
And then it tells you what's the most popular country your website, your web visitors are coming from. Yeah. Which is really kind of cool. So that one's actually, I like the count per day one.
No, I'm
it's
here.
Really nice.
Trying to remember which one's which. You can do Stat Surfer. I'll talk
so
about
the. So then we've got the Stat Surfer one.
Online.
You want to tell us about Stat Surfer one there, Laura?
Yeah.
Hello. Did we lose you? Okay. Okay. Okay, we'll let you do it. Well, you're going to have to chip in, because once I start talking about StatSurfer, I'm sure your brain will kick in on it. StatSurfer is actually a fork. It's a fork off of StatPress and StatPress SEO. And it's actually much better than the two of them. I don't have it on my website because, unfortunately, I couldn't get it to operate because I'd already been running StatPress on my site, and the fork just wouldn't take over. So I didn't bother to try, but I have used it on other sites, and I find it pretty cool. The nice thing is it has the same information that StatPress has, and I was going to go through and give you some of those tidbits of information that it has on here. One of the great ones it gives you is a overall visitor count. You know, since, of course, the day it was installed. It can't give you beyond that. It tells you what your last month visitor count was. It tells you what this month's visitor count was. It tells you what your suggested target is for this month. It sort of calculates your last month and this month's traffic and says your traffic should increase by this amount. It tells you how many you had yesterday, how many you had today. It tells you your page views, your spiders, your feeds. It also gives you some really good information that I thoroughly enjoy on here, and that is it looks at and finds your keywords that people are finding your website using. This is one of the most, the search terms. This is one of the most important pieces I like about this site, or about this plugin, is that it allows me a single place inside my WordPress bin area to look and see what keywords are most important. Because what I can do then is go tripping through my content and tweak my content for those keywords, or tweak my new content for those keywords that people are finding. It also tells me what my last hits are, you know, what pages were the most recent ones hit and how they got there, whether they came in through an RSS feed or whether they came in directly, whether they use Google Chrome, IE6, which, like I said, I'm really glad it's going to disappear. It also tells you, of course, like I said, last search terms. Tells you what the most recent search terms to your site were. And one of my great ones here, I'm not going to tell you all, folks, because I'm not giving away all my little tips of information and, you know, and trade secrets. But you send me an email, I might help you. It tells you, again, last pages. Another interesting one is it tells you what spiders were most recently on your site. And I see a spider here I've never seen before. If anyone knows what the speedy spider is, let me know. I'm going to have to go check out and find out what that one is. So it gives you a lot of useful information. It also has a details area and a spy area. The spy area is kind of cool because it tells you sort of what's happening right now. Who's on your site, where they came from, what their IP address, what pages they're currently surfing on, where they're going, what country they're from. Tells you, like, they came in on one page, then they went to the home page, then they went to the home page, then they went to another page, and they went to the home page and home page, and then they left my site. So that's me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 reloads on my website before they left. I like that.
Yeah, I like that.
Or we get another one here. It's like they went through 7 or 8 pages before they left. So this tells you where they're going on your website, how they arrive, where they're going, and where they leave your website from. So that's actually pretty cool. I like that. It's good information. Very useful. So that's a very good one. It's got some really good useful information. It's got some really cool graphs and charts. I like StatSurfer over StatPress.
But just tells unfortunately, you at any given I can't time, get it to work on my, exactly own, on, your site,
on my own personal website because I don't want to lose
guests,
all the stats I currently have.
Signed in and how many bots
and this
are
one's
on
working well,
can,
so I'll continue using it.
It just shows you their
so
IP
let's go
address
on to the next one, WP User Online. You want to tell us all about that more?
You can go in and check. When you put up a new post, you can go on instantly and see how many people hit it and are looking at your post at the moment. Oh, the referral? Yeah.
Well, one other thing it will tell you, too, is that who they came from to get to your site.
Yeah.
Yep. That's where they came from. And another cool thing is you can, it keeps a record of what day was your most users ever online.
Yeah, mine was
and so
was
you
March
can constantly try to beat your top day for most users ever online at the exact same time. Right now, I'm still trying to beat my December day, and that was where I had 65 users online at one time. So we're trying to get that many online all at the same time again, see if the server can handle it. There you go. So that's actually... Yeah, it's a very simple plugin, but it's cool. I use it to demonstrate to when I'm teaching a class on how to use WordPress. This is one of the plugins I have them install. And then what I do is I use the demonstration of Twitter that account I have, and I reach out to all of my Twitter followers out there and say, hey, can you please click on this test leak for my class so I can show them the power of Twitter when people click on a link back to it. And when I do that, all of a sudden there's 20 or 30 people on this webpage that nobody else knows exists. And it shows my students how powerful Twitter can be in a matter of seconds.
I went ahead and installed it on my site.
So that's why I like it. So it can show me what's happening
right now. Allows you to connect to your social networks, such as Facebook, Twitter.
And then we've got this other one that you found for us, Laura.
Different ones, and for a free account.
This one called Social Stacks.
There was premium accounts too, but for the free account, you can connect with five
different.
You want to
tell us about it that you've found?
Social networks. What was there? MySpace, LinkedIn, Foursquare. Yeah, Twitter. And then it allows you so you can check their stats through your WordPress dashboard.
MySpace, LinkedIn, Foursquare, and Twitter, and Facebook. And it takes about 24 hours for your first set of stats to show up. So I'm waiting for my stats to show up to see how this works because I just installed this today too. So maybe at our next podcast we'll be able to tell you how well this is working. And it's actually kind of an interesting plugin. So that pretty much brings us to the end of our wonderful podcast here. And that's all the plugins we've got for you this week and what they do for you. And all of them are pretty good. I do recommend going out and trying them. Of course, there's dozens and dozens of analytics plugins out there. So go download a few, check them out. Again, make sure you toss them into your test site before you put them up online. Everybody needs a good test site, someplace where they can make a mess. My students actually get to borrow the domains I use for teaching them. They get to borrow them for 2 or 3 weeks, depending on how long it is in between my classes.
No, I don't, as usual.
So they get a place where they can go have a grand old time making
because
a mess of things.
Something to put in there at
so
the
that's
end.
Actually
I don't
kinda cool
I just...
for them. And that's all we've got for you there. You got anything else you want to talk to our wonderful listeners about there, Laura? No? No, well, come on! You've really gotta start get more information, or start talking about some of the events happening in and around WordPress. I mean, we've got some here in Victoria. We've got Social Media Camp is happening in a couple of weeks, and if you happen to be in Victoria, BC, I'm speaking at Social Media Camp, or should I say, I'm presenting a workshop? Not so much speaking, but presenting a workshop at Social Media Camp. WordCamp has not been set for Victoria yet, but it'll probably be next year, around January of next year, because it was January of this past year that we had it here. WordCamps are great. I hear WordCamp in Vancouver is happening pretty soon. Vancouver's always a great place to visit,
too. No, that was where I found my news on the...
So what else do we got in the sphere of WordPress and Word stuff? Anything? Anything from our newspapers there, Laura? Yeah, the Paperly. No? Well, let's see what's happened with the rock stars in the Paperly. So make sure you go check out my Paperly also. It's WordPress Rockstars is the newspaper. Paperly. Nope, doesn't look like there's anything new. The 3.1 security update is getting all kinds of promo. WP Candy, WordPress itself, probably WP Tavern, probably got an article on it. Almost all the good places have it up as fast as it showed up there. YouTube's got some info, which is strange. Let's see here, nothing else. iPads for kindergartners. That should be an interesting article. Thinking of which, I can see that. My oldest son is turning 4 next week, or actually at the end of this week he turns 4.
Something
and my wife and I were actually discussing getting him an iPod Touch. I couldn't believe it. But then again, we got to do something to keep him off our telephones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we've got iPhones, and he keeps going, play with your phone, play with your phone. I had to load up a bunch of kids' games on my phone just so he'd have something to play with. The scary thing is that I give it to him, and he knows exactly what buttons to push to open up the games. And I didn't show him where they were. It's bloody scary. And then what he does is he surfs the web on here, and actually he goes to the YouTube channel that I have on here, and he starts downloading and playing YouTube videos. I'm really scared to go look at the history, though.
They got those
I don't really want to know what
out that are similar to a DS. Nintendo DS.
Probably something crazier than that.
The handheld Nintendo DS is the
but
one with the touch screen.
It's just insane that a 4-year-old
use it,
is
and they
able
use
to,
the stylus with it. They got a LeapFrog out that's for his age
like,
group,
no problem
that's
whatsoever.
For like 3 to 6 year olds, 3 to 7 year olds, and it's games, but they're all learning educational games geared towards the alphabet, math, stuff like that. But it's real similar to the DS, and it's got the touch screen, but it's geared for the younger ages.
Yeah, I know the handheld Nintendo DS.
He might really get into that if he likes the. And they're not that much either. They're priced fairly decently. If he likes the touch screen, that might be something to look into.
Right.
So we're still doing the podcast and talking about kids' video games.
Well, he loves the touchscreen. Let's see. As I open up YouTube, what is this video he has here that it was playing? I have... something Cliffani. It's a train movie. It's narrated by Stephen Fry, so it's got to be funny. Everyone likes Stephen Fry, right? Let's see what this is. And it doesn't say. Oh, it's Puyoko 67, whatever that is. He's been downing Pocoyo videos. So yeah, well, this is all going to go into the podcast.
Not
just
quite
because
2 years and a half, should be 18 months.
I mean, what
this,
the hell? It's
month.
Our podcast. If you don't want to listen at this point, turn it off. We're done talking about plugins. It's entertaining. You might learn a little bit about us. You know,
oh, no,
could be
not.
Fun. I mean, after all, Laura's got what? Your granddaughter is how old now, too?
Her sons.
Well, there you go. My youngest son is turning 2 in. In another 2 months, so he's not much older than your granddaughter. And then my granddaughters are the same age as my sons, because of course, you know, I got a 23-year-old daughter from my first marriage, and I've got granddaughters. My oldest granddaughter is 5 now, and my youngest granddaughter is 3 now. So, you know, you can count 2, 3, 4, and 5 for my kids now. So all their life they'll be 1 year apart. It's actually going to be amusing when they get into junior high and high school. So, in closing, though, now that we're done rambling on about random crap, what's coming up in our future podcasts? Well, one of our coming up future podcasts is 10 random plugins that I just went out there and grabbed 10 random plugin names and I threw them in. So we're going to test 10 random plugins and we're going to come back and report to you on them, let you all know how they're doing. Another one, of course, is customizing your login page, changing your login page from the standard default WordPress one. And in the process of that, some of them will be protecting your WordPress website from prying eyes. So you can sort of make your WordPress website private. So that tells you what's coming up in our future podcast. You may want to tune into them or listen to us or subscribe to us. You can subscribe to us on iTunes. Find us on iTunes. There's a link off of my website to it. You can also subscribe to us
through
blueberry.com.
LauraMathis.com.
So two great places to subscribe to us, or you can subscribe to us directly off our websites. That way you can always be up to date with the latest in WordPress plugins from A to Z.
Facebook.com, LauraMathis.
So you want to tell folks how they can reach you out there, Laura?
You think so?
So, and you can reach me, I think. Maybe it's me. I'm never certain. You never know. It could be someone else. Could be someone from an alternate reality. Anyway, I can be reached at johnoverall.com on my website. You can make comments on the blog posting. I would love to have comments there. You can also contact me through my contact page. I quit posting my email because I'm trying to lower the amount of spam I get. So contact page is a great way to get me. You can follow me on Twitter, at AnkHonSu on Twitter. That's AHKONSU on Twitter. Or you can find me on Facebook. That's facebook.com/johnoverallcom. And that way you can get hold of us, find us some great information. And to let you all know, some of the music we've been playing here, in fact, pretty much all the music we've been playing here tonight has come from Nebio's Music Gallery. And we've got just a little bit going for you here tonight. And we're just going to randomly talk for the next 3 minutes while this video plays. So I can, actually not video, we're playing music here.
The extra.
Here we go. We're going to go rock it out with a really great thing because I've got other things to do at the end of this 3 minutes. So who knows? We could have some fun with it. I think I should probably see if the extra will run at the same time, just for fun. Let's see.
And listening to our wonderful podcast. And this
podcast, that doesn't work.
Copyright John Overall.
So it's worth trying, though. Let's try this.
May not be a rebroadcast without permission from John. And some of the music that you have listened to during tonight's podcast came from Mevio Music's Alley. Mevio's Music Alley. Get that correct. Check it out at music.mevio.com. And you'll find some great music there. I'm finding and discovering some really interesting talent there. So don't forget to check it out. So that's all for now. Tune in for our next podcast coming up soon. Thank you very much. This will carry us out of here. You all have yourself a great time. We'll just let this sort of ramble and play. You might even be able to hear us talk from time to time. So that's the end of our podcast, Laura. We are actually still recording, just so you know. So don't say anything you don't want the world to know about. Although they might not be able to quite catch it over the really cool music. So I am actually enjoying, though, the music from Mevio Gallery. To fit into our other podcasts, which I'll probably play with. So, like the intro stuff that I've been looking for Warcraft. Next to your Mevio? Computer and dance. Rock it with me.
Do we gotta log into it?
This is actually a cool tune. I like it. What? Mevio?
Yeah, it's producers. Okay.
Remember, don't say anything you don't want the world to know about. You can find it over at music.mevio.com. So that's actually pretty cool. You can build yourself a really great playlist with it.
Yeah.
Find some wild music. They've got just about everything in there. I found everything.
Have you ever seen that movie, an epic movie?
Stuff.
Yeah. An epic movie. Just the name of it. It's a spoof on
pieces
like this.
They just spoofed like Da Vinci Code to land the Narnia series. Everything. Anything and everything you can think of, they do a spoof on it throughout the movie. It's hilarious. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. They make fun of Captain Jack Sparrow, call him Captain Jack Swallows.
Yeah. And that's it, folks. Have a good night.